Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Very cold. We are already on the fifth Sunday in ordinary time. The situation of our gospel, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed and suffering from a burning fever. In my own reflection, there are three important points regarding the gospel. So I will put an acronym, 3C, or triple C. First point, Christ's presence. Jesus went into Peter's mother-in-law, took her by the hand. The purpose of Jesus, just to be with the mother-in-law of Saint Peter. Presence is very good medicine, especially to those who are sick. Today, we need real presence, of course, to support and pray for the chips to win. Don't forget to watch, and of course, to pray. Go Chiefs! In the gospel, Jesus did not require an audience to exert his power. He was never too tired to help the need of others. He helped instinctively because he was supremely interested in all who needed his help. The presence, the effort, the commitment of Jesus as divine healer. We need to imitate the attitude of Jesus in visiting the sick and praying for them. Jesus is the Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. One of the characteristics of a good shepherd, always present. That's why I decided my schedule for homebound visitation every Thursday afternoon to give Holy Communion, anointing of the sick, and confession. Every Friday evening, my schedule for the homebound visitation, just to encourage young men to enter the seminary. We need more seminarians like Jonathan, and of course, more priests. If you are interested this time, just let me know or the office, and I'm willing to visit you. Presence as a priest is also very important. First point, Christ's presence. Second point, Christ's help. Jesus helped Peter's mother-in-law to get her up. Jesus used the power of the sense of touch. The mother's instinct to heal their children is to touch. A mother's touch enhances attachment between mother and child. It can signify security. You are safe, I'm here. Just keep in touch with the Lord. This time we need to help each other, especially the homeless, the abandoned, and the poor. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 4 to 6, Jesus helped the poor. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, Those who have leprosy are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the good news proclaimed to the poor. My dear sisters and brothers, don't forget to help the needy. Third point, Christ's service. Serving is a sign of greatness. After the complete healing of Peter's mother-in-law, she began to serve them. Peter's wife, mother, after the healing miracle of Jesus, she was healed. Then she began to attend to their needs. Peter's mother-in-law showed her gratitude by serving the Savior and his followers. Her actions stand as an example to all of us. She used her recovered health for renewed service. Saved to serve. Jesus helps us that we may serve others. We need to imitate the mother-in-law of Peter. We need to serve God and others. A miracle to Jesus was not a means to increase his prestige, but to save and restore the life. Health is wealth. We need to take care of our body. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. 3 points. First, Christ's presence. Second, Christ's health. And the last one, Christ's service. Thanks for listening.